It's emotional. Still it's emotional because I know that there are kids that are and families that are, that are fighting right now to regain their health. That's not what a splash pad is supposed to be. It's a place where you make memories, just like all of our parks, just like parks across the country. And when that sort of dream is shattered, it shakes you as a person.
That's Mayor Brian Barnett, the mayor of Rochester Hills, kind of summing up, I think, on so many levels what we were thinking on Father's Day Eve.
I know. And
As
he goes on to say when he pulled up seeing little ice cream cones fallen and little flip-flops everywhere, he started crying.
yeah, and it came to his community. This is a guy who, as a head of the U.S. Council of Mayors, reached out to so many mayors that suffered this in their communities. And then on Saturday and Sunday, he found those same colleagues calling him and expressing their condolences and offering whatever help they could. But how do you heal? It is a long road to recovery, certainly for physical and psychological wounds, both to the immediate victims, but also the broader victims in the community that watched this happen at the Brooklyn Splash Pad in Rochester Hills. With a look at what we've learned about the victims, let's check in with WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne. Hi, Marie.
Here. The most seriously injured was an 8-year-old boy who was shot in the head. As I've heard you talk about today, he remains in critical condition this morning. His 4-year-old brother shot in the thigh. His 39-year-old mother was shot in the abdomen and leg, and she also remains in critical condition today. A Rochester Hills couple, Michaela and Aaron Coughlin, had taken their 2 small children, ages 2 and 7 months, to the park. And according to a GoFundMe account set up by a family friend, the two protected their children but were shot several times in the legs. A woman who was at the park with her sister and their children, there were 5 children total, called this the worst day of her life. Her sister shot in the back and the arm. She said they had not been at the park more than 5 minutes when they heard what sounded like firecrackers. She said they heard people screaming and saw them running. The woman who was shot was taken to the hospital by a stranger, where she had surgery yesterday and is in stable condition and will likely go home today. None of those 5 children were harmed. In addition, a 78-year-old man was shot in the abdomen, the victims ranging in age from 4 to 78. All had gunshot wounds. Guy, you mentioned the Rochester Hills mayor, Brian Barnett. He said that one of the victims was the wife of a city employee. She was there with 14 family members and friends, 3 of whom were hit by bullets. One last note, we want to just send out a word of warning about the GoFundMe pages. Mike Bouchard is saying, be very careful if you see these GoFundMe pages online. There have been some nefarious characters who've set up accounts, and one of them, in fact, brought in $17,000. It was not a legitimate account. The one we told you about for Michaela and Aaron, Eric Coughlin, has been verified by the sheriff's department. But do be careful if you plan to do any donation.
Well, and beware when these things are being, by third parties, promoted on social media. These people are well-meaning. They hear a story. In this case, and Mike Parsons, good on him, our co-host on First Thing, was ready to report that a woman had lost her unborn child as a result of the shooting. That was from a GoFundMe page. Well, it turns out the story is totally bogus and that it was a scam. So it's, I mean, boy, you've got to be
there's
some kind
be a
of low life.
Special place for those people.
Yeah, there's a, yes, there is a, an especially warm place with the devil for them. Because exploiting this kind of grief, it's just, it's beneath contempt.
It absolutely is. So do be careful. And you can call the county sheriff's office if you have any questions about that and just ask, is this legit? Can I donate here? It's the best thing to do so that that your heart felt donations go to the right people, because Lord knows there are a lot of them who are really, really hurting today.
The sheriff's Facebook page is a good clearinghouse and a trustworthy clearinghouse for that.
Yes.
And Marie, so many people impacted by just the story who have no connection to these victims or don't even live in the area. You could see that yesterday at this church where 200 people attended who just wanted to talk about it. And so there's mental health
Needed
services out there, too,
to talk
if
about
you need
it.
it.
Yeah.
Right. And I heard so many people yesterday saying how many of us have taken our children, our grandchildren to a little like the pool, the community pool or the splash pad in this case. This is a place where children go, where families go. This just hit home in such a deep way for so many people because of that angle of the story.
It's just so upsetting. That's all. That's how I feel. Yeah, thank you, Marie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Another story, just to pivot for a moment, that affected a lot of families. And you were kind of at the tail end of the formula phase with Olivia.
Right.
But last year at this time, you will remember that, we had it, I think it was February of 22, actually, that we had terrible formula shortages. I remember Gail and I, with our grandson, James, we were going all over the place trying to find formula for him and our grandson, Miles. Well, now the FDA, there has been an Inspector General's audit. And I don't know if you saw this, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration took more than 15 months, to act on the original whistleblower complaint that there were problems with the Abbott formula factory here in Michigan.
That is inexplicable. If there is a whistleblower when it comes to formula, and look what the result was.
Shortages.
Right.
Two infants dead, many more sickened by this odd bacterial infection. And here's what happened. The Department of Labor received the whistleblower email. 3 days later, they forwarded it to the FDA and the people that are supposed to be the clearinghouse for these kinds of complaints.
What happened?
Some
then?
Dimwit archived it in the wrong slot. And so it wasn't acted upon until the media called and said, hey, what do you know about this? Apparently there was a whistleblower complaint. Do you have it? Well, then they discovered it in the wrong file. They've worked hard since then. They've got an investigator cadre. They're doing better with inspections, but opportunities missed.